So it's very easy if you know what you forget. Halacha has a lot of rules for, you know, dopes like myself who often forget Yalav Yavo. If you end up finishing davening, Shacharis or Mincha and Rosh Chodesh, and you say, oh man, I forgot Yalav Yavo, very easy. The halacha is, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. By Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, says Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to go back if you forget Yalav Yavo. Very easy. So the dopier you are, the easier the halacha is. The problem is, what about if you're a half dope? You're not so dopey to remember that you forgot, but you don't remember. Did I or did I not say Yalav Yavo? So obviously by Ma'ariv, you don't go back, because you don't go back even if you for sure forgot. The question is, what about Shacharis and Mincha of Rosh Chodesh? When you're not sure, did I say Yalav Yavo? Did I not say Yalav Yavo? What is the halacha? So the Rajba and the Meiri cite a Yerushalmi, which we don't seem to have, and other Rishonim do not have as well, that says, very simple, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. So according to them, it's an open shut chabur, you could all leave now. The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah didn't seem to have access or a vet girsa of the Yerushalmi, so we can't really follow that halacha straight up. It's not brought down in the codes in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. So what is the Shulchan Aruch base, whatever psak he gives? He says, well, it's very simple. By the same Talmud Mutars and all the Mashiva Ruachs, everyone knows there's a rule. Let's say you switch over and say the same Talmud Mutar, right? And now it's 30 days after. So we say for a 30-day window, if you're not sure what you said, you could assume you said the old incorrect thing. But once you go 30 days with the new saying, whatever, let's say it's Saint Talmater. So now you've said 30 days of Saint Talmater, and you're not sure, what did I say, what did I not say? You could bank that you did the correct one, because there's a 30-day window which establishes what you likely did. There's a chazakah of 30 days. So says the Beis Yosef, that's based on Yerushalmi. Let's apply the same thing over here to Yalav Yavo. It's Rosh Chodesh morning, and you say, I can't remember. Did I say Yalav Yavo? Did I not say Yalav Yavo? Well, says the Beis Yosef, it's very easy. What have you done for the last X number of days? You've done, hopefully, no Yalav Yavo, right? And so if the answer is hopefully no Yalav Yavo, says the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is very simple. Guess what? You need to be chozer and repeat Shmona Esrei, because in all likelihood, you did not say Yalav Yavo, because that's what you've been doing for countless days in the past. You're with me? All is good. Comes along the Ramah, and based in a kolbo, and throws you for a curveball. Listen to this Ramah. He says, Imu safek im hiskir olo. If you're not sure if you mention Yalav Yavo, eino tsarich lachzar. You don't need to go back. Why not? Mistama, didn't you probably forgot Yalav Yavo, because for the last, you know, whole month you haven't been saying Yalav Yavo. Listen to this Mishnah Berurah explaining the Ramah. Kevan she'ein ovrim shloshim yom. Since 30 days have not passed, she'ein maskirim bo Yalav Yavo. What has there been 30 days in a row that you've not said Yalav Yavo? Count.
Impossible.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no chazaka the other way. So in other words, it's a 50-50 chance that you said Yalav Yavo. You didn't say it because there's no chazaka you didn't say Yalav Yavo, because hopefully 30 days ago you said Yalav Yavo in previous Rosh Chodesh. So now, says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't know what to do. There's no chazaka this way. There's no chazaka this way. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Ramah, you don't need to go back. You can continue on. You do not have to repeat Shemona Esrei. That's what the Ramah says. The Berhetev gives a little bit of an explanation of the Ramah, and he says, Shev v'altase odif. What do? Right? If you ever get in trouble from someone, you just, stop, right? Don't do anything else. Shev v'altase odif. You don't know what to do? Preferable just to stop and continue going on. Don't repeat Shemona Esrei. Don't do anything else. All the Achronim ask on that, hello, Berhetev, Shari Knesset Gdola, that doesn't work by Tefillah. Tefillah, we say, Halavai, a person should daven all day. We only don't daven all day because we have other stuff to do and for other reasons. But here, if you have an if you forget, you're not sure if you forgot, maybe you should have to repeat Shmon Esrei. So there, this Shair Knesset could go back and forth to understanding him. But Halacha Maisi, you have a Shulchan Aruch versus Ramah. How should Minhag Ashkenaz Paskin? Right, Ramah, it should be that you do not need to go back and repeat Shmon Esrei. Comes, yeah?
Is it Shair that he's being set up on a Kalba?
Yeah. So
the
Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi would say the other way. The Yerushalmi would say you have to be chozer. The Kolbo seems to be basing off. There's actually a steer in the Kolbo, but the understanding of the final word of the Kolbo is you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. So it seems to be Minagashka should be clear. If you don't know what you forgot or you didn't remember that, don't go back. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, "Come on." Says the Magen Avraham, "Are you silly? What are the odds you said Yahweh Yavah? Look at me in the eye, right? Your wife ever tell you to the kids, yeah? Did you really take the cookie? Did you not take the cookie from the cookie jar? You know, no kid could lie. Do you ask some person, no, do you think you said Yahweh Yavah or not? Okay, so there's no 30 days before, so there's no chazaka. There's no official chazaka. You said Yahweh Yavah or not if you don't remember. Most likely, you didn't. Says the Magen Avraham, you have to go back. Okay, there's no official halachic chazaka 30 days that you haven't said Yahweh Yavah, but most likely you forgot. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll read you a Mishnah Berurah which goes against everything. Om mikol makom al halacha lo naktinin kein. We don't follow the Ramah. The rov chokim, rov achronim kamakulam chokin al zeh. They argue with the Ramah and they say, come on, Ramah. The likelihood is you forgot Yahweh Yavah. You have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Okay, fine. Seems to be halacha l'maisa. If you're not sure if you forgot Yahweh Yavah or not, you have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Now comes the trickier one. Now you're not a half a dope, you're a quarter of a dope. Okay? You remembered you had to say Yahweh Yavah at the beginning of Shemon Esrei. I'm usually very good at this. Usually I like remember Shemon Esrei and I even open up my Siddur to like Yahweh Yavah right away. Yeah? So this way it's open to the Yahweh Yavah page. And of course, sure enough, at the end of davening, did I say Yahweh Yavah? Did I not say Yahweh Yavah? I opened up my Siddur at the beginning of Shemon Esrei to the Yahweh Yavah page to remember it. I can't remember did I say it or not. Now, since I started Shemon Esrei with the thought that I was going to say Yahweh Yavah, does that tip the scales either way? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, it does not. Says the Mishnah Berurah, tough luck, you still need to be chozer and repeat Yahweh Yavah in that case, unless it's like an hour or two later after davening. Once you start becoming like OCD about it and saying, oh, wait a second, did I say Yahweh Yavah? You're in the middle of work 4 hours later and you start saying, oh man, I can't remember if I said Yahweh Yavah. At that point, the Mishnah Berurah says, don't go back. But right after davening, if you can't remember, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to go back. Yeah, sorry. Any question?
Does it make a difference if you're like,
I do
say you had a page
open to Yahweh Yavah. Let's assume that your Das was. The mental thought that as you started Shemon Esrei, I'm going to say Yahweh Yavah. Then, do you need to go back? Mishnah Berurah says, you still need to go back. You know, however, the Aruch HaShulchan says, listen to this, Aruch HaShulchan, a big kula, says, in B'tchilas Yudches Yodef, the beginning of Shemon Esrei, you know, Shayom Rosh Chodesh, the Achar HaTfilah Yotza Dover Melibov Lo Nisker, after Shemon Esrei, you can't remember, oh man, did I say Yahweh Yavah? Did I not say Yahweh Yavah? I knew I was supposed to. Bezeh Omer de Ein Tsarich Lachsar. De Karov Yoser Sha'amar. Probably you said it because when you started Shemon Esrei, you had in mind. So you could assume that it's Rosh Chodesh and that you said it V'chein Ikra Ladina. So you have a huge halacha l'maisa. I don't know l'maisa what to do between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. Two big guns, obviously, which doesn't mean my haskama, about what to do, about if you repeat Shemon Esrei or not. Mishnah Berurah seems to say you got to repeat Shemon Esrei. Aruch HaShulchan says you don't. Comes along the Kaf HaChaim and says, you know what you should do? Repeat Shemon Esrei. But have in mind the second time, well, look, if I really said Yahweh Yavah the first time, this second time should be a tefillah nedava. You know, it'll be just be an extra tefillah, try to cover your bases, fine. Just to give you a psak, the Isha Yisrael quotes from Shlomo Zalman and says, if at the beginning of Ritzeh, now you're like an eighth of a dope over here, you're getting down in your dopeness, but you're going to be get yourself in a bigger problem over here. Beginning of Shemon Esrei, you remembered Yahweh Yavah. Beginning of Ritzeh, you remembered Yahweh Yavah. Just you don't remember, did you carry through or not? Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, at that case, you can assume you said Yalav Yavo at that point. Right? So you hit Rasei, you are fine. We'll just end off with one or two more, you know, brain teasers. Listen to this, these questions. Comes along the Otsur Yushalayim and says, what about this case? This case, is you got to be really dopey to do this one, okay? You remember you said Yalav Yavo, but you can't remember if you said Sukkis or Rosh Chodesh. That often happens, Rosh Chodesh, Cheshvan, no? Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, after you've been saying Sukkis for 8 days, so or whatever, ER, right? Rosh Chodesh ER. Yeah, when you've been saying Pesach for 8 days, whatever it is, right? Now all of a sudden, now you're not sure. Now, is that considered Suffolk? Could you assume you said Rosh Chodesh? Or now do you have to go back? So I saw Ms. Otsus Yishraim Yikotsum Rabbi Toblinski, who says, no, in this case, you could assume you said Rosh Chodesh, and you don't need to go back. And I subsequently saw Rivo Sefraim, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt seems to pass on that as well. We don't assume you're that stupid. If you remember you said Yalav Yavo, we could assume if you got Yalav Yavo correct, you probably got the correct insertion correct. Now I'll leave you with a problem which I saw by Rav Dinner in the Gilyon Kol HaTorah. He asks, listen to this bomb question on the Ramah. You're going to be very frustrated with this, but it'll leave you something to think about for next week, okay? The Kol HaTorah says, well, what about Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan? Yeah? When was the last time you said Yalav Yavo? Okay, so Sukkos, you said it. Well, what about Chol HaMoed Sukkos, or first days of Sukkos? When was the last time you said Yalav Yavo? Huh? You say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, wait, first day of Sukkot. When was the last time you said Yalav Yavo? Rosh Hashanah, right? Where did you say it in Rosh Hashanah? After Ritzei? Check it out, you don't, right? When was the last time you said Yalav Yavo in Ritzei? What, Rosh Chodesh? How many days ago was that? 40-something, right? So technically, you've gone 30 days without saying Yalav Yavo in the correct spot. So now, all of a sudden, the Ramah's whole proof, oh, you never go 30 days without saying Yalav Yavo, says Rav Dinner, well, you do go 30 days without saying Yalav Yavo in the proper spot. Well, does that count? I don't know. Great question. Mistamanat doesn't count because it's in the exact spot. You go more than 30 days without Yalav Yavo in Ritzei. Does that count to make a chazakah that you probably didn't say Yalav Yavo? He gives the great two words of Klal Yisrael, Tzarech Ian.